With the partial government shutdown now in its eighth day, many Americans are wondering when this stalemate will actually come to an end. I spoke with expert negotiator Robert Bourdon, founding director of the Harvard Negotiation and Mediation Clinic and professor at Harvard Law School, about what he thinks needs to happen in order for the government to reach an agreement. Welcome to the program, Mr. Bourdon.
Thanks so much for inviting me. Good to be here.
Can you explain to us in simple language what exactly is happening with the government shutdown? What kind of a negotiation are we talking about here?
I think it's a classic situation where two parties essentially both thought that the other was going to blink. It's not surprising to me that we're in the eighth day and that things don't seem to be getting better, because typically once you kind of have the open and notorious conflict, kind of the declaration of war in a way, both sides actually dig in more. People become actually more angry, more stubborn, and typically it's not until both sides reach what we call a mutual hurting stalemate that an opening for some kind of negotiated resolution or settlement comes, and we simply haven't reached that point yet.
So what do you think the president can do differently then in order to effectively move this process along?
Right. So the president is in a tough situation right now. His credibility is on the line. I think for a long period of time, the pattern, certainly in his first administration, was Republicans pushed the president to the cliff, and the president caves. The president blinks. This time he hasn't done that, and I think it's actually important for him to not do that from a negotiation perspective. Because if he blinks at this point, he actually teaches the Tea Party kind of minority in Congress that this is a strategy that can work. So then the question, to answer your question, well, what can the president do? One idea might be to think about, are there some third party who could work behind the scenes to find some opening? Might be something that the president could do.
Now, how about any advice for the two opposing parties?
Part of the reason why the Speaker of the House will not bring this issue to the floor is he's concerned that if he does that, the right wing of his party, the Tea Party people, will threaten his speakership. So one possibility you could imagine, Democrats and some moderate Republicans getting together, again, behind closed doors, and simply saying to Speaker Boehner, if you bring this to the floor, and if the right wing of your party challenges your speakership, we Democrats will actually throw in enough votes for you to stay as a speaker.
Do you see any winners or losers in this whole debacle?
I think the American people are the sure losers here. I mean, this is, you know, hurting our country. It's an embarrassment. And, you know, with the, you know, possible debt ceiling only making it, you know, moving from kind of bad to cataclysmic.
Do you see any end in sight?
Well, you know, I mean, this will end. I think this continues until pain thresholds get higher or third parties come in and kind of force them to the negotiation table in some way.
We have been speaking with Director of Harvard Negotiation and Mediation Clinic, Robert Bourdon. Thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.